In just a couple of minutes, Robert Ginsberg discusses his favorite jazz recordings of 2012.
Yesterday, the organizers of the annual music festival Wakarusa announced the first wave of acts signed to play at Mulberry Mountain in the spring. The initial list of bands created quite a stir among fans. Widespread Panic, a band known for its passionate live performances and equally passionate fan base, will be on stage for the festival's 10th anniversary year. Also announced to perform yesterday, the Icelandic band of Monsters and Men. Their CD, My Head is an Animal, was one of the best-received CDs by critics last year. Other bands included in yesterday's announcement, Yonder Mountain String Band, Sunvolt, Mountain Sprout, and RJD2. There will be two more rounds of lineup revelations. The next is Thursday, and the final parts of the Wakarusa 2013 lineup will be announced on January 17th. Observers are expecting some more big names to be included before the full lineup has been assembled. You can learn more at wakarusa.com.
None of the artists included on Robert Ginsberg's list of the best jazz of 2012 are on the agenda for Wakarusa, but don't fret. Their music is widely available to be heard. Robert, the host of KUAF Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday night at 10, gives us his choices for his favorite jazz of the just completed year.
2012 was noteworthy not only because we avoided the end of the world and falling off the fiscal cliff. More importantly, it was a great year for jazz recordings. And I'd like to feature some of my top picks for the year 2012. I actually have four recordings I'd like to share with you. Two great trio recordings and two recordings from great women in jazz. Brad Meldow has released two noteworthy CDs in 2012 with his trio. One entitled Ode and the other Where Do You Start? Both on the Nonesuch label. Meldow's produced a body of trio recordings over the years that really rivals the legendary work of Bill Evans and Keith Jarrett. With longtime bandmates Larry Grenadier on double bass and Jeff Ballard on the drums, Meldow continues to display remarkable facility and imagination. Where Do You Start comprises the trio's interpretation of 10 tunes by other composers, along with one Meldow original. Here's the trio's take on South American composer Toninho Horta's tune, Aqui Es Coisas Tudas. Another trio recording from 2012, but with a much different groove, comes from the pianist Vijay Iyer. The American-born son of Indian immigrants and a 2011 Grammy nominee, Iyer was described by the Village Voice as the most commanding pianist and composer to emerge in recent years, and by the New Yorker as one of today's most important pianists. Iyer has developed an original sound and really his own conceptual world. His music is both compelling and challenging. In addition to intricate originals, Iyer covers songs by Duke Ellington, Henry Threadgill, and Flying Lotus, instantly making them his own. Here's a snippet of the title track from the 2012 release by Iyer, Accelerando. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Grace Kelly has performed over 500 concerts as a leader all around the world at prominent venues such as the Montreal Jazz Festival, the Newport Jazz Festival, Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, Apollo Theater, Birdland, Boston Symphony Hall, Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, and Ronnie Scott's in London, not to mention a vast array of venues as far away as Europe and Asia. Grace Kelly became the youngest ever musician voted to the Downbeat magazine's critics poll at age 16, and she just turned 20 last year. Her CD, Live at Scullers, features not only her amazing saxophone virtuosity, but also her vocal talents. Incidentally, Grace Kelly will be appearing with her quartet on February the 16th in Star Theater at Walton Arts Center. Here's Kelly, live at Scullers, the legendary jazz club in Boston, playing the jazz standard, The Way You Look Tonight. Finally, on my list of the best jazz recordings from 2012, a vocal tour de force from Brazilian singer and composer Luciana Souza. Souza is a singer and a songwriter who defies category. Her singing has been called transcendental, and her recordings have garnered fans all over the globe. The Book of Chet and Duos 3 are her two offerings from 2012. Both records have been nominated for a Grammy. The Book of Chet as Best Jazz Vocal Record and Duos 3 as Best Latin Jazz Record. The Book of Chet is an introspective exploration of the singing of Chet Baker. Recorded live with a trio, it showcases Luciana's singing American standards associated with the late trumpet player Chet Baker. From the Book of Chet, here's Luciana singing the Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn tune, I Fall in Love Too Easily.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to.
These are but a few of the great recordings that came out in 2012 in the world of jazz. Tonight on my show, Shades of Jazz, I will feature nothing but releases from 2012, including vocalist Gregory Porter, Keith Jarrett, Ravi Coltrane, Pat Metheny, Kurt Elling, and much, much more. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Robert Ginsberg is the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday night beginning at 10. He's also the founder of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. More can be learned about that organization at digjazz.com.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, and Alpena.
Alpena.
Yes.
Home of the Leopards.
Home of the Leopards.
Yes.
See, I didn't know that, but...
Well, if you had grown up in North Central Arkansas, you probably would have played them in basketball occasionally.
Oh, so you did then.
Yes. And, well, I didn't play basketball. I was short and slow. But Mountain Home would often play Alpena. And because Mountain Home was a bigger school and Alpena was a smaller school, it was huge. They had much more to gain. You know,
right.
It was usually our first game of the year, mm-hmm. but the non-football playing schools back then would start playing basketball in like October. So it was like their 15th
game. Because basketball was their sport.
Right.
Right.
And they would just run us up and down the floor.
Well, I've driven through Alpena twice in the last couple of weeks, so I thought I'd, you know, give him a shout out.
And of course, there's the chainsaw carving place there.
Is there? See, I don't know that either.
On the curve, if you're heading east, right?
Okay.
Across 412 there, and you look on your right at the curve, there is a chainsaw carving shop. A husband and wife. I talked to them briefly once. I stopped by. Maybe I'll do a piece sometime for Ozarks. But they chainsaw. Their specialty, apparently, is big feet.
Okay.
Sculptures of Bigfoot.
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
Ozarks at Large, a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
You'll be with folks Sunday morning at 9 for Weekend Ozarks.
I will.
You'll be on Monday.
Yes, I will.
You and I will be back Tuesday.
Yep, we will.
Get my money's worth out of you this week, I'll tell you what. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Yes, happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. And if you'll indulge me for just a moment, just a bit of personal business. Last week, my father, Donald L. Kellums, died suddenly. Because of his generous nature, I'm in radio, something I love dearly. When I was just a teenager, I was given a job at KTLO Radio in Mountain Home, an amazing opportunity for a 16-year-old high school junior. The only problem was the studios were about 15 miles from my home in rural Lakeview, and I had no car, no driver's license even. My father, always an encouraging presence, would drive me to and from the station often. While many of my duties at KTLO involved monitoring St. Louis Cardinal games or writing small news stories, I was able to be a rock and roll DJ every Sunday night on the AM station. That was every Sunday night from 6 until midnight. My dad would get off work sometimes Sunday evening and then drive in to pick me up when my on-air shift was over. Often he would call ahead just to let me know he hadn't fallen asleep and was on his way. I would ask if he had a request. Sometimes he said no. Other times he might ask for Gordon Lightfoot or another mellower artist. But he often asked to hear a newer song. Well, it was newer then. The Tide is High, a reggae song that had just been re-recorded and released by Blondie. He loved that song, and I would play it almost every Sunday night between 11:30 and midnight as a signal to him during his drive from Lakeview to Mountain Home. I'll end this edition of Ozarks with the song as a salute and a thank you to one of my all-time biggest supporters.